It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 7th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is sound, spelled S-O-U-N-D. Sound is an adjective that means free from injury or disease. It can also mean free from flaw, defect, or decay. Sound also means solid or firm, stable, also secure or reliable. Sound can mean free from error, fallacy, or misapprehension, or thorough, deep and undisturbed, hard or severe, or showing good judgment or sense. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Times of London. Social distancing, where people are advised to stay at least 6 feet apart, was sound advice when the idea was put forth during the pandemic's early days. It remains sound advice now and will continue to be sound advice in the days ahead. English contains several sound homographs, all with distinct histories. For example, the sound that means something heard descends from the Latin word sonus, meaning sound, whereas the sound that means to measure the depth of water traces to the Middle French sonde, meaning sounding line. Another sound, as in of sound mind and body, is the contemporary form of Old English's word gesund. Gesund is related to several words in other languages, such as the Old Saxon gesund, meaning sound, the Old Frisian sund, meaning fresh, unharmed, or healthy, and the Gothic word swinths, meaning sound or healthy. Another relative is the Old High German gesund, meaning healthy, which led to the modern German term gesund, the root of the word Gesundheit. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.